Okay, it's February 4, 2026. Today we're doing a deep dive on what some are calling the digital asset inflection point.
That's right.
We've got a huge stack of analysis here on market integrity, the new Genius Act, and this convergence of traditional finance and DeFi.
And our mission really is to figure out if the crypto market has finally grown up or if it's just getting, better at faking it.
It feels like that's the core tension, isn't it? You have this big institutionalization narrative.
Right. Banks are using blockchain as this sort of invisible infrastructure. But then you look at the raw data, and it's still so chaotic.
Just completely chaotic. AI agents with their own wallets on one hand, and on the other, billions in volume that's basically just smoke and mirrors.
Let's start there with the smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, this report flags wash trading, people just buying and selling to themselves to fake volume.
And the number is staggering. For 2024 alone, the estimate is what, $2.57 billion? Just on chains like Ethereum.
And that's probably a conservative number.
Almost certainly. The really fascinating part is how they know. It comes down to a mathematical pattern called Benford's Law.
Benford's Law, right? I've heard of this.
So in any, naturally occurring set of numbers, the first digit is much more likely to be a 1 than a 2, a 2 than a 3, and so on.
It's like a natural curve.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But these unregulated crypto exchanges,
Yeah.
their data just violates that curve completely. It doesn't fit the pattern.
So the math itself is basically screaming, this is fake.
It's mathematical proof of systemic fabrication. Yeah.
So that's the fake volume. But then on the complete other end of the spectrum, you have something like the Solana meme coin phenomenon.
Right, which isn't fake volume. It's just hyperactive, maybe insane
Right,
volume.
the platforms like Pump.Fun making it so anyone can launch a token.
They completely gamified it. And the one metric from the report that just jumps off the page is the median hold time.
What was it?
On Solana, during that peak, the median time a wallet held a new token was about 100 seconds.
100 seconds. You can't even call that investing.
It's not. It's mercenary capital. Price discovery just breaks down because nobody is holding for potential or utility. They're just holding for the next tick up.
A game of musical chairs at light speed.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay, so if the speculative side is faster than ever, what about the boring side? The stable coins. Did the Genius Act of 2025 actually make things safer?
Well, it was supposed to be the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The act mandated full fiat backing.
But then October 2025 happened, the USD crash.
The Ethene event, yeah.
Yeah.
USD was algorithmic, and when geopolitical tensions spiked, it depegged, dropped to 65 cents.
And that triggered how much in liquidations?
$20 billion. It was a huge cascade. And it proved that, laws can mandate redeemability with the issuer, but they can't legislate confidence.
It feels like a replay of the Silicon Valley Bank crisis from 2023.
It's the exact same psychological mechanism. If the market smells fear, the asset trades at a discount. No act of Congress can stop a panic sell.
So legislation can't fix fear. Okay, let's pivot to what is working in 2026. The report calls it agentic finance.
And this feels like the real sci-fi promise finally coming
We're
true.
not just talking about people anymore. We're talking about AI agents having their own crypto wallets.
This is the paradigm shift. We're moving from KYC, know your customer, to KYA.
Know your agent.
Exactly. We're building an economy where autonomous software pays other software for services, all without a human clicking approve.
The efficiency there is incredible, but you have to balance that against the security record. 2025 was brutal.
Oh, absolutely. $3.4 billion stolen. And that massive Bybit hack by the Lazarus Group, that was $1.5 billion in one go.
So what's the vulnerability there?
It's still the private key. It's
Yeah.
a single point of failure. We're making the software smarter, but if a state-sponsored actor gets that key, they empty the vault. Doesn't matter if it's an AI holding it or a person.
So we're just trading one set of risks for another. The report kind of sums this all up as a shift from code is law.
Which was that old Wild West ethos, right?
Right.
To spec is law, where safety and specifications are proven before you can even deploy.
And that's the big takeaway for you listening. Crypto is becoming invisible plumbing for banks and AI. It's not just a casino anymore.
So it's maturing, but the risks are just changing shape, not disappearing.
We've gone from fake volume and 100-second trades to AI agents managing chunks of the economy.
Which leaves us with, I think, a really interesting question to mull over.
Yeah.
As we move into this world of agentic finance, where the most active participants in the market are autonomous software, what happens to the value of human intuition in investing?
A great question. If machines are trading on data streams we can't even process, Where do we fit in?
Something for you to think about. Thanks for diving in with us.